أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر صدق الله العظيم. This is the famous surah which is known as Al-Qadr. And this surah was revealed to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also before the hijrat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The surah itself consists of 5 verses, and most appropriately in this month of Ramadan, we will discuss this at this time of the month, where we are very close to the last 10 nights of this auspicious night. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the night of Qadr, and the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted this night to the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without granting it to any other previous ummah. This is one of the great virtues of this ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are very many details with regards to this. We'll just discuss 3 reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given it to this ummah. One was our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself began to ponder about the life of the people of the past. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted them long lives. Some had been granted centuries of lives, and many of the people of the past had spent those years in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself began to ponder that how would my ummah be able to outdo the other ummah insofar as amal is concerned on the day of Qiyamah. Then we also have another narration in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about a particular person from amongst the Bani Israel, that this person for 1,000 months went out striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This created an enthusiasm in the hearts of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, that if that person could earn such great rewards continuously for 1,000 months, then where are we? How would we be able to accomplish all this? One also needs to understand that many of the Sahaba had accepted Iman at a later part of their lives, and hence these Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became very enthusiastic about outdoing those people of the past. Then we also have another narration in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about the 4 pious servants, the 4 anbiya alayhim salatu was salam of the past, that for 1,000 months and in their long lives they had made the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously. One was Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu was salam, the Nabi of Allah. One was Hazrat Yusha ibn Nun alayhi salatu was salam, who was at the time of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu was salam. One was Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salatu was salam, and one was a Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Hiskil alayhi salatu was salam. The story of his Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran Kareem also, and hence this again created that enthusiasm in the hearts of Sahaba that if they could do it, then we will be left out insofar as amal is concerned on the day of Qiyamah. Now it is a general rule in tafsir that there can be many incidences, many circumstances in which one ayah or one surah or some verses may be revealed, and the ulama have expressed that these were basically the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed the surah upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and granting this ummah the night of Qadr. But apart from that, this was the wish and the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala wished to grant this ummah this great virtue, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used these as the material means, that enthusiasm of the sahaba. And perhaps if the sahaba did not have this enthusiasm, perhaps we may have not been blessed with such a great night. Now when we look at Laylatul Qadr, the meaning of Qadr, there are various interpretations of the word Qadr. By and large, it is translated by many as the night of power, because the thawab and the reward of standing up or making ibadat in this night has been multiplied. But there are other reasons why this night is also called Qadr. One meaning of Qadr is measurement. And because it is on this night that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dispatches the measurements of the things that will be sent down from the heavens to the earth, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like for example the rain that comes down onto this earth, its measurement Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dispatches to the appropriate angels, and hence this night is also called Qadr because of that. Some ulama have also expressed the view that it is this night that a person could have sinned his entire life, could have been in the total disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and after being in the total disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person stands up in front of Allah. Or that person puts his two hands out in front of Allah, and the tears roll down his eyes, and he seeks forgiveness by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates that, and hence Allah makes qadr of that person, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala elevates that person's status. And some say that this could also be the possible reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has called this the night of qadr. At the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes one of the great virtues of this night, and Allah says, "Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr." Certainly we revealed it, and that is the Quran Kareem, on the night of Qadr. Now all of us know in Islamic history, when we discuss the seerah of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a period of 23 years and a little bit more they took for the Quran to be revealed. So what revelation is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about here? The ulama have explained that the revelation of the Quran Kareem were of two modes. It had taken place on two occasions. The original Quran is in the Lawh-e Mahfuz, a very, very important aqeedah and belief of ours that we all should know, that the Quran Kareem is the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not the creation of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Slight difference between a quality, or rather a great difference between the quality of Allah and the creation of Allah, very simply, is that like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been forever, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remains forever, Allah is eternal, like that the Quran is eternal. If it was the creation of Allah, it should have been like us. There was a time in which we did not exist, and there will be a time when we don't exist. And really, it doesn't make a difference to the world whether we are here or we're not here. That is not the case of the Quran Kareem. So the original Quran, the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the quality of Allah, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is been in the, is in the Lawh-e Mahfuz, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made one revelation of the Quran Kareem from the Lawh-e Mahfuz to what is called the Sama'ud Dunya. Sama'ud Dunya is that sky that we can see from here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it. And then the second mode of revelation that had taken place, which is known as Tanzil. This first revelation was a one-shot revelation of the entire Quran. And then slowly, bit by bit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran Kareem upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the various modes of revelation that had taken place. And that was over the period of 23 years. Allah Rabbul Izzat here is speaking about the first revelation that had taken place from the Quran Kareem from the Lawh-e Mahfuz to the Sama'ud Dunya. Ulama explain also the reason why Allah did this. No other kitab has that virtue that the Quran Kareem has, even in the mode of revelation, is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to impress in the minds of the malaika also the greatness of the Quran Kareem. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to that and says, "Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr." Certainly we revealed it, the Quran Kareem, on this night of Qadr. Ulama are unanimous in the fact that if there was no other virtue whatsoever with regards to the night of Qadr, this in itself is the greatest virtue that the night of Qadr has, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen this for the last kalam, for the last revelation of Allah, and this revelation of the Quran Kareem, which becomes an abrogator for all the previous revelations. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.